Thank the Lord for that song. I'm so thankful this morning that the Lord does care. And those aren't just pretty words. The reality is this morning is that the Lord is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And everything that touches our life, the Lord is interested in it. And I am so thankful for that, for the reality of that in life. Desire your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like to begin with a very familiar story found in 2 Kings in the 6th chapter. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8, said the king of Syria warred against Israel. Then moving down to the 14th verse, it said, therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master. And there's an explanation mark on that. Alas, my master. How shall we do? Want us to take note that this servant, and the Bible doesn't tell us a lot about this servant, but in the previous chapter, we find that Elisha's servant got leprosy because of his deceit and deception. And we find in chapter 6 then that when Elisha prayed, he prayed that this young man's eyes would be opened. So it is likely and possible that this servant was a new servant. He had not seen God work as many miracles as someone else that had been around Elisha a lot. And when he looked out on the circumstances, he was very discouraged and disheartened. Because he was judging potential outcomes based on fleshly circumstances. He saw the enemy had surrounded the city. And so he was looking at what was going to happen based on the fleshly circumstances. Do you know that is so human? We can look at him and say, well, where was his faith? But have there not been times in all of our life that we looked at the circumstances and we judged the potential outcome based upon those fleshly circumstances? But I'm so thankful that the story wasn't over. He was asking, what shall we do? This morning, there are going to be things in life, and this goes way beyond physical issues, is part of it. There can be physical problems, emotional problems, financial problems, people problems, spiritual problems in life. And we can look at those situations sometimes and say, alas. It's almost this word of resignation. At least that's what I read when I read that. Alas. It's just, what shall we do? What shall we do? And Elisha's answer was this. He said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Do you believe that this morning when you look at circumstances and it just looks impossible? And you kind of start getting that alas emotion. Just alas. Well, I trust that we will be encouraged this morning by the Word of God. I've been encouraged to know that when I look at situations, and yes, it brings an emotional response because we are emotional creatures. And we judge things based many times upon what we see and what we perceive. Well, Elisha prayed and he said, now, when our faith fails, do you know this is a good thing to do what Elisha did? He said he prayed. And this is how he prayed. He said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. In other words, Elisha saw something that his servant did not see. Elisha was more, this was more than mind over matter. Wrote on the board, faith in his name. Folks, faith is much, much more than mind over matter. If I can just believe it enough, it's going to happen. Faith has substance to it. There is something to faith that is going on between you and God when you have faith in God. It's more than sitting there trying to work something up in your mind, and so something will, you'll get your desired result. Elisha saw the chariots of fire around about. He prayed that the servant's eyes would be open, and it said the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. This young man may have been untested and unproven. But I will say this, you can go through some fires and have God reveal Himself. You older ones than me, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. But I found in my life, God has been so real and done so many things. But sometimes I've still looked out and I saw the enemy surrounding the city, and I started to feel that alas spirit coming on me. But do you know that the Lord opened his eyes and he saw, and behold, the mount was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Do you know the questions that that young man, that he had about what are we going to do? He didn't have those questions anymore because the Lord is here. We are in the hand of God and he's going to take care of us because he saw. But blessed are those that have not seen the horses and chariots around the city and still have faith in God. Because folks, God has promised through His Son Jesus Christ to never leave us or forsake us. And when we get in those impossible situations, Lord, may our eyes, our spiritual eyes be open that we would know the presence of God is in this place. And folks, where God is, it does not matter how bad things look. It's like sometimes if people have the flu, say, Lord, would you heal me? And they expect something to happen. And then they get a different diagnosis and, oh, well, I guess it's just, there's no hope. But do you know that those things don't matter to God? Because God's power is limitless. And He is able to do all things this morning. But what the Lord wants from us is to have faith in Him. As Jesus told His disciples, have faith in God. Where is our faith this morning? Is our faith based upon the things that we see? Or is our faith based upon how much inner strength we can conjure up? That's not real faith, saints. True faith is trust in God, looking to God with expectation and believing that I am in the hands of God and I can come with an assurance with my needs and I know God is going to take care of them. And sometimes God takes care of things in a little different way than maybe what we want. But does that undermine faith? Does that mean that our faith is ineffective when we don't get the desired result? Folks, there is value in faith because faith is about our relationship with God Himself. And when we place ourselves in the hands of God, it means that whatever happens, I know God is going to take care of me as He sees best. So then, sometimes this is called healing service, but I would like us to consider this morning the element of having faith for the total man. Faith for our emotions, faith for our finances, faith for our physical healings, faith for the needs that we have spiritually, that we can trust in the Lord and know that He's going to do what is right in our life. You know, in a life, when you get your eyes open, it brings about a rest and a peace. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. Do you know in whom you believe this morning? Maybe everything is going really smoothly for everybody here today. But one of these days, you're going to come up to another battle, and you're looking around, and you're going to start feeling like, alas. But do you know in whom you believe this morning? Has not God proven Himself to all of us here so many times? We could spend the whole, I dare say we could spend the whole day and more just going around and telling what God has done. The books are wonderful. They can inspire you. But saints, we serve a current God. We serve a living God. We serve a God that is still working as He sees best in the lives of His people. And Jesus told Peter, wasn't I pray that your faith fail not. He also said, Jesus also asked the question, will I find faith when I return? Faith is about our relationship with God. This is not just about when I get sick, all of a sudden I'm interested in building my faith. The Scripture says the just shall live by faith. That means everything that touches my life on a daily basis, Lord, I'm looking to You to take care and work in my life as You see best. And even when you don't see God working, faith enables us to say as Job, I know my Redeemer liveth. And although I may lose my camels and the cattle, and I may be sick and suffering, and my wife is telling me to curse God and die, I still know that my Redeemer liveth because God has proven Himself. So in the battles that we face this morning, folks, Lord, help us to have faith in His name. Well, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our fathers is still our God today. Hebrews chapter 11, and we're not going to read through it all, but in verse 6 it says, without faith, it is what? Did you get that? Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe what? That He is. Do you know that is one of the first ingredients of true faith? It's not about getting what I pray for. It's about I believe in who God is. I believe that He is the Creator of the universe. I believe that God is alive today. I believe that God is in control of everything that touches my life. I believe that it is God's will to deliver me from the power of sin. I believe that there is healing in the blood of Jesus. I believe that. I believe in God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In other words, those that don't give up. Folks, sometimes you're going to pray and pray, and you're not getting the desired results. But are those prayers in vain? Do you know sometimes when God, in my own life, when God has not answered my prayer like I was asking, praying did something for me inside because it brought me to a place of desperation and dependency upon God. That it got me to stop trying to rely on myself and on circumstances around me, and got me on my knees that I said, Lord, I need You so much. And even when the prayer was not answered like I thought, it was doing something in my connection with God. Folks, that is the essence this morning of true faith. That's the essence. Because this is where we will find the victories, not just when we're sick, and that's part of it, but with the needs that we have in life, with the problems that we face, when we look around and see all the enemy surrounding the city, that we can say God is still in control. Because I'm going to have faith in His name. You read through chapter 11 of Hebrews, and you will read about some wonderful things of faith. By faith, Abraham left his country and went to a place where he knew not of. Faith. We can read about Abraham offering Isaac on the altar. We read about Moses. And what did Moses do? By faith, he forsook Pharaoh's house. He forsook the riches of Egypt to do what? You remember what he embraced? The reproaches. the reproaches of God's people. And we say, well, where's faith in that? Where's the victory in that? He was looking for a delayed blessing. Right now, I can have these riches, but he knew that down the road, there was a greater blessing by enduring some hardships with God's people. That's faith, folks. Faith does not always mean we're going to always be physically healed. It does not mean, and it's a great disappointment to people that don't understand that. And I want to encourage you young people to know that faith goes beyond the results, fleshly results. Faith is about spiritual results. It's about placing ourselves in the hands of God, knowing He has the power to do all things. And when it is His will, we can with assurance come boldly to the throne of grace, and He's going to be there to minister to us. David said in Psalms 20, he said in verse 7, he said, some trust in chariots and some in horses. In other words, some are putting their confidence in themselves, in other people, in other things. But he said, we will remember the name of the Lord. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Folks, we can trust in our own abilities this morning. And again, I'm talking about the entire man. Everything that touches our life. You put your trust in your job, the Lord may just choose to pull the rug out from under you. Because He doesn't want that. You can be thankful for those physical things. But the Lord wants your trust and your confidence to be in Him. Well, there are times that people anticipate victory because of what they can do themselves. But David said, we're going to remember the name of the Lord. Do you know this will be, this is one of the keys to successful Christian living is to put your faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your faith in God and who He is and remember His name. It is important in every condition. But folks, again, when we do not get the answers, I want us to know this morning, it is not failure. All right? It's not failure. If your faith and your relationship with God has been strengthened. And I have found that sometimes there is nothing like hardships that can bring us closer to God. If God, every time I had a problem and I said if my faith was great enough, God would give me everything that I asked for right when I asked. I wouldn't have a life of any difficulties because just like the vending machine, you go put your quarters in, push your button, you've got your answer and go on, everything's good. But it's found in the seeking. It's found in the dependency and asking God to work and to move. Lord, examine my life, work in my life. Was Paul a failure? God used Paul in a wonderful way. But he had a thorn in the flesh. So how would it be if we all gathered around Paul this morning and said, Brother Paul, you don't have enough faith. If you had enough faith, you could get rid of this thorn, and it's because there's a lack in your life. Do you know that it might have been, it just might have been that the thorn in Paul's flesh was his very salvation? I'll explain to you what I mean. God used Paul in a wonderful way. But there was something, a thorn in the flesh, that kept Paul dependent upon God, that reminded him of his humanity. And maybe if Paul wouldn't have had the thorn in the flesh, maybe he would have been, he said himself, exalted above measure. But yet God used that thorn in the flesh to keep him in the place that He could use him most effectively. This morning, do we have enough faith in God that even when we don't get the answers that we want, that we can say, Lord, I'm going to trust that You know what is best for my life. And if you want me to continue with this problem in my life, I'm willing to say amen. I know God can heal this morning. Y'all know that? Has God done that for you? He's done it for me too. I wouldn't be alive today if He hadn't. I wouldn't be walking today if He had not healed. But do you know, the Lord has left some reminders in my body. He's left some reminders. I want to trust God enough to let Him do what He does best. And that's be God. And if we're not careful, sometimes in our prayers, we can almost assume this role of God, that we're going to start dictating to God. But rather, can we not say, Lord, would You open up my eyes and let me pray an effectual prayer of faith in belief, knowing You are a rewarder. Now, don't go away and say, well, Brother Michael, we don't need to ask for anything because we're just saying, God, just do what You want. No, He told us to ask. But do you know that there is a difference between inspired faith for a specific situation and general faith? General faith is what we're talking about here, in that I'm going to place myself in God's hands. And I believe there are many testimonies that be given, and I can give myself this morning, of times of physical desperation in physical sickness, that the rest that I found in the Lord was when I was able to finally come to the place to say, Lord, if this is how You want it to be, I'm still going to trust You, and I want to go through it with Your grace. And you know, the greatest peace comes from that kind of resignation, not to the sickness, but to the will of God. And then you can face difficulties with a peace in your life. Because if you don't come to that place, I'll tell you what happens, and I've seen it happen in people's lives, and I'd like you young people to be spared some of this. Get to a place that you feel like God has failed you, when He chooses not to heal you. That's not failure if you have placed your faith in God. That is not failure. Because faith is not the absence of something, folks. Faith is what's going on actively between you and God. I've seen many people as well say, well, I'm trusting the Lord. And it's like, how are you trusting the Lord? Well, I'm not doing anything. Well, that's not faith. Folding our arms and saying, I'm not doing anything, I'm not going to the doctor, and I'm not... That's not the essence of faith. The essence of faith is based on something that's going on between you and God. And when God speaks to you inspired faith, when Jesus comes along and says, take up your bed and walk. Now, Lord, according to Your word, I'm going to take up my bed and walk. But if I'm still sick and I don't want to say, well, if I can just work it up, if I can just work it up and I can be strong enough, then I'll take up my bed and walk. Folks, that's brought discouragement to a lot of people. But inspired faith is when Jesus passes by our way, when we are resting and trusting in His will, and Jesus comes along and says, take up your bed and walk. And then I say, Lord, according to Your word, in this situation, I'm going to take up my bed and walk. And folks, You will take up your bed and walk. The Lord gave me a scripture, and I went back and read it last night. But it's over in Psalms. You know the scripture that said, maybe we'll just turn and read it. But Psalms 34. Psalms chapter 34 in verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Isn't that a wonderful passage of scripture? Do you know that the Lord does deliver His children out of their afflictions, whether it's in this life or in the life to come? Sometimes people have been disappointed because they said, the Scripture says the Lord will deliver them. How do we expect to go to heaven if we never die, folks? How do we expect to experience the glories that God has prepared for us if we never leave this world? Sickness is a consequence of sin in the garden, but yet it is a consequence the Lord will not deliver all people from until He gives us a glorified body in heaven. But with that said, there is still this morning power in the blood of Jesus that made provision for the healing of our physical bodies. And so, we don't want to be discouraged when that scripture is misapplied. But in 2004, the Lord inspired me with, when I was getting to the place I could hardly walk, and jerking so badly and having seizures, the Lord inspired me and promised me, and He gave me this scripture. And I wrote in my Bible, December 2004, it was during our assembly meeting here. That was more than just, well, I'm just going to find something that will try to make me feel better. But the Lord came by and gave me a promise specifically in my battle that I could hold on to, and it didn't happen overnight. But it was something I was able to hold on to. Folks, look for inspired faith. Inspired faith, the general faith is, Lord, I rest in Your will to be accomplished in my life. Whether You give me healing or not, whether You take care of this problem in my life or not, Lord, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm going to trust in You as my Creator and as my Savior and as my healer. And then look for inspired faith. When the Lord comes along and tells you what He's going to do. That's what he did with Paul, isn't it? Paul said, I sought the Lord, how many times? Three times. Now, the Lord doesn't always answer after three times. Jesus gave us the story of the importunate widow. In other words, keep coming back and asking and asking and asking. Don't be weary in prayer. But until the God gives you a definitive answer, come with expectation and faith in His name. But when the Lord answers, do you know there's a wonderful piece about that? And the Lord says, Michael, I'm not going to completely take that away. That's a thorn in your flesh. Okay, Lord, I can starting to accept now that this is God's will for my life. I don't want to live my life struggling over something that God has told me this is the way it's going to be. But until the Lord tells me that, I'm going to keep knocking. And I'm going to keep seeking Him. And I want asking the Lord to inspire my faith. But I also want to come with commitment that, Lord, at the end of the day, I'm still trusting You to do what's best in my life. Faith in His name. It's what he did with Paul. And this goes beyond, folks, physical healing, I said. The Lord wants us to have faith that He's going to take care of us. I remember a number of years ago, and I don't remember what year it was, but Brother Leslie at a minister's meeting in this chapel, Brother Leslie was here. I was sitting probably right where I am in this service. And I remember Brother Leslie telling me a story, and I was a young minister at the time, and still to this day, it encourages me and it inspires my faith. Brother Leslie just so happened to be pastoring at Springfield. That's where I live. And he was going through a hard time financially. It sounded like he was pretty much at the end. And he said he was outside on the porch and he was praying. He was like, Lord, he said, if You could just give me a tomato plant. If You would just give me a tomato plant. There was a planter on their porch. And he said that after he prayed that, something started growing in that planter. You know what it was? It was a tomato plant. He didn't plant it. Thank God. Do you know that God still does that? But it was God's way of saying, I love You and I see this desire of Your heart and I'm going to give You a tomato plant. Do you know the Lord has done things like that for me too? And I want to share just one thing to for you young people, your faith to be inspired. It was about the second or third time I made a trip to Africa. It was probably close to 20 years ago. And I remember sitting in my where my office was, and I was asking Lord, I said, Lord, I had a ticket, and I talked to the travel agent, and my ticket at the time I think maybe was $1,200 and something. I don't remember exactly. And it was an odd dollar amount. And I said, Lord, I remember reading in books where, you know, you'd send your ministers out and they'd look down at the train station and there was the exact amount of money. And, you know, why can't you do that for me? I mean, why can't you still do that? Why don't you do that? And I was kind of questioning the Lord a little bit. Well, came time to take care of my ticket, and I had had $20-something left from the previous trip. It was $20-something left, so I had that written on my piece of paper that I had that amount of money, and someone had called and said, we have this amount of money, we want to give to this, and so I wrote down that amount, and I think Uncle Wayne had talked to me, and the print shop had some missionary money they were given, and he said, we have this, and this is all at the setting the day I found out how much my ticket was, and I wrote it down, and I added up what we had. And I looked at the number and thought, that number looks really familiar. And I looked back over and to the dollar, it was the exact amount of my ticket. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, I can still do it when I want to. He's never done it since like that. But it inspired me that the Lord can still do that. The Lord will still take care of you. You young people, as you're building your life in faith, it's in knowing that God is in control of what touches your life. And we can come to Him with confidence that God is going to provide. God is going to take care of. When I'm sick, and it looks so impossible, I can come and maybe my prayer needs to be, Lord, would you open up my eyes? Because my faith is a little bit lax right now. Would you let me see and know that you are here in this battle? You want to talk about the peace of God flooding in your life when you're in the middle of affliction? It's about knowing that the presence of God is there. Have faith in His name. If you will allow, I want to share another little incident with you. But there comes a time in life that we all make decisions. Faith, folks, is a personal thing. And sometimes this gets a little bit, it's been misunderstood sometimes. The Scripture says, havest thou faith? What? What's the Scripture say? Havest thou faith? Have it to thyself. In other words, faith really is a personal experience that you have with God. And I have unfortunately seen people in situations that they did not have faith in God. But yet they felt like, well, the saints say I have to do this or I can't do that. And they were chafing under it and struggling under it. And I want to encourage people that are in that place, have faith in God. And then they did things not because they wanted to, not because they were inspired to. They did it exclusively because of peer pressure. I know these are things that sometimes aren't talked about very much. You pray for me this morning. But there have been many people that have struggled over these things. And they say, well, I'm not going to go do this or do that because I have to and the saints will ostracize. Folks, that's not the case. Faith is a personal relationship and connection with God. That I've come to a place that you can trust in Him. But faith is something that the Lord wants to be inspired in your life. And I wonder what value is there when people say, well, I'm just doing this, and there's no connection with God, and they're suffering, and then they don't get their answer to prayer, and then who do they blame? The saints. They died because the saints said they couldn't do. That's not so. That's not so, because this is about our relationship with God. There's a brother that went and he had surgery. And he felt like he had failed the Lord. And he told me, he said, if the saints will just let me come and sit in the back. He said, if you'll just let me come sit in the back pew. And I said, brother, there's a spot open on the front bench. I wasn't there to judge him. I wanted to be there to encourage his faith, to inspire him, not to cut him off, not to judge him. And sometimes we go through situations, young people, you may find yourself here in situations that were not of your choosing, where some things are out of your control. And then you're left with this guilt of what are the saints going to say? I got in a car accident and I ended up here in the hospital and they did this, and now there's just this guilt in this. Folks, that is a needless struggle. It's accusation. Thank you, Sister Charlotte. It's an accusation of the enemy. There have been many young people, and I'm going to go a step further, many young couples that are starting their families that have found themselves in situations that they struggled needlessly with guilt and condemnation. And it wasn't because they ever wanted to fail the Lord or didn't believe in God, but some things happen that they're left now with, everybody's going to look at me like I'm less than a saint now. And oh, let's not let the enemy take advantage of that this morning. But let's recognize that faith is something that is between us and God. The Lord does not want us to be here to be cutting one another off, but rather to inspire one another that God is still answering prayer and He's worthy of trusting and worthy of our faith. And if your faith fell, then as brothers and sisters, we want to be there to help hold your hands up, not push you down. When someone is struggling and maybe they don't come through like your faith has been inspired, what are we going to do? Be there to love them. And if there's forgiveness needed, forgive them and suffer along with them. But be there to help hold their hands up. And let's not give the enemy any more room among us to work needlessly on these issues. But to be inspired. A while back, a year or so ago, maybe a year and a half ago, my son, Zachary, he'd had his wisdom teeth pulled. And here's another issue that, again, these are the things that don't get talked about sometimes from the pulpit. So you please ask the Lord to bless here. But he had his wisdom teeth pulled, and there would be some that said, well, Brother Michael, your son had his wisdom teeth pulled, he failed. Maybe he should have trusted the Lord for his wisdom teeth. If that is how the Lord has inspired you, then so be it. Bless you. That's fine. But sometimes when it comes to some issues in life, the Lord wants there to be faith in Him, trusting in Him, and sometimes you might do something just a little bit different than your brother or sister, but what the Lord is saying is, I want you to trust me. Well, my son then was left with some really bad infection. And his face swelled up. And when you get infection in the head, it's not a good thing. Bad things can happen. And he got a lot of infection in his mouth. And it was swelling up. It was not draining. And it was going on for a number of days till it got to that place. It was, Lord, we are desperate for you to do something. And I told him, I believe he was 17 at the time. I said, son, I said, you're at the age. And if y'all feel differently, then that's fine. But this is where I felt inspired. I said, son, you are at the age that you're going to have to start making these decisions for yourself. Whatever happens then, folks, these are some personal things that we need to give each other some room. And I said, you're at the age that you need to make a personal decision. And I said, I'll be there to support you in whatever you decide to do. And he was praying, and it was a time of spiritual growth for him because he needed God. And do you know, sometimes whether it's financially or physically, or if we always go running to where we think the answer is, we're going to miss out, folks. We're going to miss out on asking the Lord to increase our faith in building a relationship with God. People that don't learn to put their trust in God in every area of their life and go through some suffering to get it are going to end up missing some real blessings. So I told Zachary, so he was wrestling with this for, about 3 days. And it was coming down to a very serious place. And we were on our way home from service Sunday. And Zachary and I were by ourselves when we got home. And he knew a decision needed to be made. And he said, I feel like the Lord wants me just to trust Him in this and let Him work. And I'm just going to wait and I'm going to look to the Lord. We got down in prayer, in desperation, asking God to work. And I want to tell you something. Before we even said amen, he was having to run to get something because the infection cut loose and it started pouring out of his mouth. That did not just happen. Statistically, that did not just happen. But the Lord wanted to build something. And folks, has not God done? I mean, I just look around and I know God has done that so many times. But it takes some waiting and some suffering sometimes. But it also takes the love and support of one another that, brother, I'm beside you. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to be there. But folks, God wants to still work today. God is still on His throne and working. He's still answering prayer. I'm just going to be very brief here. But remember when Peter and John were walking into the temple? And the lame man was there and he put out his hand expecting to receive some alms. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. And right then you could almost just see the guy, that beggar, they're just kind of, oh, well, okay. Lost cause on this one. Silver and gold have I none, but what? Such as I have, give I unto thee in what? I want us, by the help of the Lord, to get hold of this morning. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus. And he reached out his hand, he took hold of Peter's hand, and he got up. And folks, he wasn't stumbling around. This man got up and was jumping and shouting and leaping and praising God. And the people looked on Peter and John. It was like, oh, wow. Look what they did. How did you do this? And Peter reproved him and said, don't look on us as if this were by our own holiness or righteousness. He said it was by faith in His name that this man is well. Folks, this is where the power still is this morning. There is power in the name of Jesus. And when we get in trouble in all different areas of life, let us remember that Christ is, in the name of Jesus, is more than a conclusion. You know, when we pray, we say our prayer and we ask the Lord all this, and then at the very end, we say, in Jesus' name. In other words, we're just kind of concluding here. Do you know where the real power is when we come to the Lord with our needs? The essence of the power is in the name of Jesus. It is something that we can call on in times of trouble. Say, Lord, help me to have faith in His name. Still today, there is power in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord for that power in His name today. So many times, think about Paul when the woman was possessed, the girl was possessed with the spirits, and he said, in the name of Jesus, come out of her. Do you know, we have authority this morning over the power of the devil. There is power in the name of Jesus. And when we have struggles and when we have problems, I encourage you, place your faith in His name. Lord, open up my eyes when I'm looking at impossible circumstances. Jesus is alive. There is power in His blood to save. There is a power to bring healing physically and emotionally. But if He chooses not to heal me physically, may my faith not be shaken because I trust in His wisdom as much as His healing power. I trust. Where is our faith? Is our faith only going to be if we get every answer to prayer? No, our faith is in Christ Himself and in who He is. But thank God He is still answering prayer. He is still working. He is still moving when the time is right, when the way is right. And saints, when you are inspired by faith, step out. Step out. I remember getting a call one time, though, and someone was trying to say, well, take up your bed and walk, and God hadn't healed. They were just trying to do it on their own. We get a call, please pray that things will calm down here. And here they're praying one way over here, and we're at home saying, Lord, would you come on and just bring peace to this serious situation? And then people get disappointed and discouraged. Folks, inspire faith. If you are sick this morning and the Lord says, I'm going to heal you and it is my will, then that is inspired faith. Stand on that thing. Take up your bed and walk in the name of Jesus. But I also want to say that in our problems and afflictions, maybe my prayer needs to be, depending on how the Lord inspires you, Lord, I want you to give me a rest, that I can trust your wisdom in this situation, that I'm not always in turmoil, trying to get an answer that's not coming, but Lord, I want to rest because I believe in who you are. There is great peace and victory when we come to that place. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is what? Someone remember? It's a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous do what? They runneth into it. Folks, this is our faith this morning. For salvation, I know it is His will to give salvation. The Bible told me it was. There are some things that we have to pray for God's will to be known. But I do know this morning, according to the Word of God. The name of the Lord, the name of Jesus, is still a strong tower. And when we are in trouble, I want to invite you this morning and encourage you, go running into that place of security. It's a strong tower. I'd like to close over in Psalms 18, the second verse. Said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Where are we going to put our trust? In the Lord. Not in circumstances, not in people, not in things. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. My buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Saints, in every circumstance, in every trial, in the face of all impossibilities, may we do as David. I will call upon the Lord. I will call, and I'm going to praise. When the Lord comes along and He raises me up off my deathbed, I'm going to praise the Lord. But when I get tired, and I'm talking personally now, you can put your own problems in here. But when I get tired, the Lord left the thorn, and I get tired, I'm still physically incapable of doing certain things, I'm still going to praise the Lord. It just reminds me what could have been and what the Lord's done. So, and I may start jerking a little bit. Brother Tony Sanchez saw me jerking a little bit over my leg go at him. He came over and asked, are you okay? And anointed me and prayed for. I welcome that. But it's something the Lord, just a little reminder. Just a little reminder. But do you realize I can still praise the Lord? Because He's worthy to be praised this morning. I know in whom I have believed. You young people, as you're starting out in life and entering, facing new battles and new struggles in life, I can highly recommend Jesus Christ to you. Not just as your Savior, but I highly recommend Him to you as a tower in the time of trouble. So Lord, help us to have faith for the whole man this morning. Everything that touches our life, because truly He is, and He is still a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, and He is still this morning worthy to be praised. Amen.